And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness on this Mother's Day. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined as always by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
And the very lovely nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day, Jo.
Happy Mother's Day to you too, and also Mother's Day to your lovely wife, Philippa.
Thank you, Jo. Yes, it's a meeting of that. We are one, my mum's still with us, but Philippa lost her mum just after Christmas. So we're one of the matriarchs short this year.
Mm.
So we're all getting around Philippa tonight. It'll be a meeting of Philippa's side of the family, and from an 18-year-old grandson to a 9-month-old grandson, and it will be sheer unadulterated chaos. But that's the way it is.
Oh, that's lovely. And we are thinking of you if you're missing your mum this day. It is a very hard day for many, many people. But we also celebrate mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, carers, whoever is out there mothering, we thank you for your efforts.
And they certainly are the most amazing people, aren't they? You think of all the care and the love and how much chaos we've caused our mothers over the years. So thank you, Mum, for tolerating me for all this. Yes, and Emily, please take note. I know how to do all the wrong things while I'm watching you.
Well, I always enter Mother's Day with great gratitude because I feel so lucky to have my mum and so lucky to have my daughter. Mm. It is a special day to celebrate also this very special event since 1998. It's been the day where thousands of people around the country walk, jog and run 5, 10 or 20 Ks in the Mother's Day Classic. Mm. Some are taking part in memory of a loved one they've lost or in a celebration of life. And of course, it is to raise money for a very important cause, breast cancer, which still has a devastating effect on our communities each year.
Yep. Very sadly, my husband's mother passed away 19 years ago of breast cancer. I'm part of Cure Cancer, where we raise funds. But I think it's amazing. I mean, getting people to exercise and raising funds, it's an absolute win-win. Amazing. Thank you, everyone, for doing that.
Yes. But sadly, 8 women will die today because of breast cancer.
It's an awful statistic,
isn't it? Crazy.
It really is. Yeah. Yes. So awareness and fundraising for research is very, very important. Today we'll hear from breast cancer survivor Suzanne Novak, who is courageously sharing her story, and we'll find out why fundraising is so important to help beat breast cancer. And if you're running today in the Mother's Day Classic, and the event has shifted somewhat because of COVID, so it's in many, many parts of the country and you're able to run in your own way with your own communities. We'd love to hear from you, 131873. Perhaps you've already headed out this morning, or perhaps you're heading out later today and maybe you're running in memory of a loved one, or perhaps celebrating an incredible woman in your life who has gone through breast cancer. We'd love to hear from you, 131873. And as the cooler days set in and winter knocks on our door, we'll look at how you can help strengthen your hair, skin and nails later on in the show. And our A to Z of vitamins is VitaBubs Probiotics for baby sachets. And we would also love to hear from you, 131873, if you have any questions to support your health or well-being this morning. Gerald and Zoe are both here to answer what questions you may have. Next, we hear from a breast cancer survivor and learn how we can all get involved, even from the comfort of our couch. That's next on the House of
Wellness. You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label. Follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse.
House. Get Dr. Lewin's Collagen Inner Beauty Liquid Shot 10-pack for just $41.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
You are with the House of Wellness, and we would love you to give us a call, 131-873, if you have any questions to support your health. But also, maybe you're one of the thousands of Australians running in the Mother's Day Classic today, or walking. That's okay as well. We'd love to hear from you. What is motivating you today? 131-873. Because 55 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer today in Australia, and sadly, 8 women will lose their life to it each and every day. It is a horrifying statistic, but the Mother's Day Classic is an event striving to drive that number down. Over 24 years, I love this, 1.5 million Aussies have taken part in the pink-themed walks and runs. Yes,
that's awesome.
Raising almost $38 million for 76 important research projects. And this year, the Mother's Day Classic Local has been reimagined to be flexible, scalable, safe, local, and you can even involve your pets, which I love. Suzanne Novak has already taken part in the Mother's Day Classic and has a very special story to share. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Suzanne, could you just give us a quick overview of your experience with breast cancer?
Yeah, sure. So I was diagnosed back in 2017. I found the lump. I was obviously devastated by that experience, and actually on my 44th birthday I woke after my reconstruction. I actually had it on the day of my birthday, but I do remember those weeks, feeling so alone. I felt so guilty, and I really didn't understand why me, why did I get this horrible disease. It's a very lonely, time in your life when you're first diagnosed.
Oh, Susan, I think you hit the nail on the end. It must be such a frightening experience for you and your family members around. But I love your approach to this. Can you tell me a little bit about the boob club? And because you've got to sometimes laugh, don't you, in time of pain?
Absolutely. Listen, I remember walking into the school grounds and thinking, oh my God, why am I the only mum who's going through this?
Oh,
and
darling.
I was lucky enough to be introduced to someone who said, oh, do you know such and such is going through this as well? And I say such and such because we are a confidential club. But through sort of opening up in my own school community, we found other mums who were going through the same diagnosis at the same time. So there was about 5 of us, and we would meet for coffee because when you're going through breast cancer, you have a bit of time on your hands. We're all working mums, and we found ourselves, having a bit of time off sometimes. Some of us were still working to do our treatment. But we would meet for coffee. We had a little Facebook group where we would share stories. I didn't even share with my family. Like, some of the things you go through when you're going through treatment is so personal, and no one else gets it. Mm. One of my favourite memories was actually one of my boob club members giving me an injection to help me with my blood count. And halfway through the conversation, us both forgetting what we were talking about because we're in this chemo fog. No one else would understand that themselves going through it.
Wow.
Suzanne, can I add my congratulations for your engagement club? And that's not two people committing to each other, but that's you committing to helping people who have gone through this particular battle. How do you feel now, having been there, done that, having put this group together, which is so amazing, but how do you feel now?
Listen, I think it's taken me a long time to, talk about my journey, and I suppose that's evident in the fact that I'm even on the radio today. I suppose I feel stronger, and I do feel stronger because of those women who no longer made me feel alone in my journey. As I said, we laughed, we cried, we've shared stories, but in fact we've been able to help other people who we have joined in on the group since.
Yes.
And, that power and that friendship has been the biggest gift that I've got over my whole journey.
Well done.
It's interesting, Susan. Sadly, my husband's mother passed away almost 19 years ago from breast cancer. Amazing woman, was given a diagnosis of 1 year and survived 13 years. So quite remarkable in itself. It just shows the determination for her family and herself. But I've learned a lot about how we just need to get funding for research, and one in five products don't actually get the funding that we need. What can we do? I love this Mother's Day Classic because we're running, but it's never too late to donate. How do we do this? How do we get involved on any level?
Absolutely. Now, you know, there's been 38 million donated already for to the Breast Cancer Foundation over the years, the 23-year history of the Mother's Day Classic, but it's still not enough. No, we need research to help develop and understand all of our risk factors. Now, I have some of my my boob club mums that have been fortunate enough to go on trials that were, you know, were able to be in place due to the money that comes in through through the Mother's Day Classic. So get involved in the Classic. Get your team together. Pull together your community, because the money that is sent to that Breast Cancer Foundation will help improve the quality of life of people like myself. You know, I think people think when you have breast cancer, you go through your chemo and you go on. You know, some of us are on treatment now for the rest of our life. And, you know, this research will improve our treatment outcomes and the consequence of those treatments that we have to have as well.
Yes, so you can do that from the comfort of your own couch. You can donate. You don't have to be doing the running and the walking yourself. You can go to mothersdayclassic.com.au and donate, and it's never too late to do that.
Suzanne, there will be people, we're fortunate to go right around the country with this program. How lucky are we? So there are will be people listening to us this morning who have had a recent diagnosis of breast cancer, or they may be going through treatment at some stage. Have you got some dot points, some advice or suggestions for those folk?
Listen, it's such a personal journey, but I will say, you know, being brave and vulnerable through this and opening up to your community. There is a number of services available through the Breast Cancer Foundation. There's a number of you know, groups available. So, you know, leaning into some of those services, I think, is really important. You know, I was nervous. You know, I was lucky. My community was just around the corner from my house in terms of my school mums. But, you know, there is stuff out there, and just being vulnerable and brave enough to be able to lean into it can, as I've found, produce so many benefits as well.
Sure. It's that first step that's probably the hardest, isn't it? The reaching out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, even getting involved in the Mother's Day Classic. I mean, I did it, I remember doing it specifically the year that I was diagnosed.
Yes.
And feeling, you know, that whole event gives you that community movement, and walking around the TAN and being across all of those other mums and seeing who was walking for what reason. It's so powerful. It's so powerful.
It is a very...
And it actually helps your recovery, your mental recovery.
Definitely.
Yeah. Suzanne, it is such a very special event for that. It's very moving, but there's a great sense of celebration of life as a part of this event also.
Well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne, you know, I was lucky enough to sit next to you at the launch of the Mother's Day Classic a couple of weeks ago. Do you remember? And we had a lovely scone.
Yes, I did, Jo. We had a great story. And you know, Jo, you were so kind to me as well, because as I said to you on the day, it took a lot of courage for me to get up and tell my story. And that's all part of the healing journey as well. So I'm so honoured to be an ambassador for the Mother's Day Classic, and I'm so great that the organisers put on this, you know, this scalable and flexible event. And to be honest, Joe, I'm up here on the Gold Coast. I'm going to do the walk later on today with my mum in Southport. And this is all part of them adapting and pivoting to be able to do it in different locations and allow that flexibility so no one misses out on this wonderful event.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that day was your first time speaking about it. I know you're very nervous, and you've just done an outstanding job. And I think your courage in sharing your story is really powerful. So thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you, all of you, and enjoy your Mother's Day.
Well done.
Yes, thank you, Suzanne.
All the best to you. If you are walking, jogging, running the Mother's Day Classic today, and you can donate, mothersdayclassic.com.au. Do give us a call, 131-873. Perhaps if you are taking part, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
New Zealand's number one selling supplement brand in pharmacy. pharmacies. Go Healthy is here to help support your skin, hair and nail health with Go Hair Skin Nails Plus One a Day. The formula contains hydrolyzed collagen, vitamin C and added grape seed for antioxidant support. This convenient one-a-day formulation assists in the maintenance of healthy hair, skin and nails. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, Go Hair Skin Nails Plus is just $16.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dr. Lewin's Collagen Inner Beauty Liquid Shot 10-pack for just $41.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you may have to support your health or well-being. Now, before we get to that,
yes.
I do want to just bring something up that I have noticed somehow in my world. I don't know why this is. Persistent eye irritations. Mm. I'm observing it quite a lot. I myself have had ongoing... so many puns. I have had an ongoing burst blood vessel, but I've been working with someone who has had an ongoing sty in her eye. And I've noticed, is it because there's a lot of wind in the air? People are having a lot of eye irritations, and it seems like it's a minor issue, but I think it's something that's quite common.
The three of us are sitting here all wearing glasses, so yes. Straight away, that's only to help us see, by the way, but there are, you know, when you think of these two little organs here that we need to work efficiently outside, even just simply our eyelids opening and closing lubricate the eye and prevent tears from evaporating, and then you've got all the things that are happening inside, and this is classic, isn't it, Zoe, that what you eat affects every organ in your body, but your eye can be affected so much.
Absolutely.
From a beneficial way about your choices. So the inside of the eye needs things like taurine, vitamin B2, C, E and A, essential fatty acids. The macula needs the bright things like lutein that you see in brightly coloured vegetables. Now, all of these things, they're not hard to find. You're just going to make sure you get a fair slice of them every day. Your brain will help you. Will thank you. Your eyes will thank you.
And I think it's really important to note, like, we're all very inflamed, and you think of these tiny little capillaries, it's something called vasodilation, and that can be from when we increased alcohol to, you know, a highly inflamed style diet. So it's really important that we are eating in that anti-inflammatory, and exactly like Gerald said, it's all those colourful foods, you know, those beautiful reds and oranges and purples. They're packed full of beta-carotene, vitamin A. These are really significant antioxidants. It's like putting a fire hydrant through your body and just cooling it all down, and lots and lots of good fats. But yes, I have definitely noticed a big deterioration in my eye. I actually got Ross River virus about 4 years ago, and that actually deteriorated my eyes because of the fact it has such a big effect on inflammation on the body as well. So I'm an advocate of an anti-inflammatory style for everything, but particularly the eyes.
So is that things like, I mean, is it true that carrots are very good for your eyes?
We actually did this.
Joe, have you ever seen a rabbit wearing glasses? Honestly.
Of course. We did do a story on that on House of Wellness a while back, and you'd have to eat a lot of carrots to get what you need.
But brightly coloured things, aren't they, Zoe?
Yes,
anything with a bright colour, particularly the yellows and oranges. So
grapes
and peaches and apricots, these sorts of things.
And capsicums. Love them.
Capsicums.
Love them. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I'm going to fill my cup with all of that today. Let's get to some calls. 131 873. Pat from Diamond Creek. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help you?
I've had throat cancer. I want something to get me sense of smell and taste back.
Remember, Pat. Your the area around your throat has taken a fair pounding during your treatment. So it hopefully will come back. And the part of your brain that controls the senses of smell and taste needs a fair supply of zinc. So,
absolutely.
The first thing to do is to take a zinc supplement, 50 milligrams of zinc every day, and look at plenty of fresh fruits and veggies, Zoe, and because we're looking here at an anti-inflammatory, immune-supporting group of foods that you just need to look at each day. But zinc, Pat, is where you start, and that should hasten that return.
It's important also, if you are taking zinc, to have it after eating because it can make you feel quite sick. A lot of my clients and my patients don't actually end up staying taking zinc because of that reason as well. But, you know, oysters, sesame seeds, you know, red meat, crab meat, green leafy vegetables, just add them in abundance into your diet if you aren't able to take a supplement because it's so good, not only for our sense of taste and smell, it's beautiful when it comes to serotonin. Yeah. So I'm sure emotionally this is affecting you and as much as it is taste-wise.
Pat, do you like oysters?
I can't swallow.
You can't. Well,
there's supplementing is definitely liquid zinc would be perfect.
Liquid zinc is the way to go. Yeah. Pat, good on you. Look after yourself.
Thanks, Pat. Jeff from Engadine in Sydney. Hi there.
Hello, Jeff.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Very well.
That's good, good. My granddaughter suffered what they commonly call foot and mouth disease in daycare.
Yes.
Is there a supplement? Or is there something that this poor child, because it doesn't look really good, and she's obviously suffering, so is there something that can be given to her?
Jeff, this is a viral infection which goes around primary schools and it goes around daycare, and kids, of course, hug each other and get very close. So it will resolve on its own in time, and it usually happens when a child's immune system is under the pump, which usually means when they're growing. So making sure that your granddaughter is well supported in growing. There are terrific kids' tonics around. We're going to be talking about probiotics later on.
Yep.
But the hardest thing to do is just to encourage them to be apart a little bit because it will spread by contact. But they will get over it. And it, even though it looks bad, it can be very sore too because you've got little things inside your mouth, little vesicles inside her mouth, and swallowing and chewing isn't pleasant.
So worked really well with me with Emily because we got this quite a few times is I would make this sort of what we call the powerful pack smoothie. So we put a little bit of zinc in there. We put some beta carotene. We'd put some big dose of probiotic and a good quality protein powder in there. And that really did help her immune system.
Thank you so much for your call there, Jeff. Next on the House of Wellness, we turn our attention to healthy skin, hair and nails.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dr. Lewin's Collagen Inner Beauty Liquid Shot 10-pack for just $41.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And do keep your calls coming, 131-873, with any questions to support your health. Gerald and Zoe are both here to answer your questions. But first, we'd all like healthy, shiny hair, glowing, clear skin and strong nails. I know I would, but sometimes, if our diets are lacking or we're stressed or we're not getting enough sleep, achieving those things can be really tough. So Go Healthy's Ross Andrew Arthur joins us today to discuss something that could help combat those things. Good morning, Ross.
Morning. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a glorious day and happy Mother's Day. Glory. We're all going to be treated with perhaps getting their nails done or maybe a facial.
Nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Indulgent.
We are talking about skin, hair and nails today. Ross, why do so many people suffer with hair breakage, brittle nails and skin breakouts?
I think this is a really good question. What we see on the outside is usually a reflection of what's going on the inside, and no one wants to hear it, but healthy hair, skin and nails starts with a healthy diet and lifestyle. It's quite interesting. I was reading a stat recently, and 50% of the Australian population doesn't have their recommended serving of fruit per day. But wait for it, 93% of us don't have our recommended daily intake of vegetables a day. So I think we're all guilty of not getting our daily intake.
So I'm a big fan of supplements. How can supplements help all of this? Because, I mean, we all want to have the perfect diet, but sometimes we just can't get it.
Yeah, I totally. Like, I think that's a key thing about taking supplements. Like, vitamins and minerals are essential for helping our body develop and function the way it should. But life takes over, and it's hard to get your daily dose. So it's so handy that it comes in everyday supplement. And I love taking a supplement, but I also love taking it, trying skincare topically and shampoo, and I love a hyaluronic acid on a Monday on a Monday morning to give your skin that hydration. You want that indulge over the weekend.
You need. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but it's important to have balance, and you know I love taking a supplement for the long term benefits, but you know when we want a quick fix using our serums or our shampoos, that's where we're going to get our quick fix. But supplements, for me, are a long-term benefit.
Yeah.
So, Ross, what you were saying is that if you've got poor quality nails, it's a bit of a reflection on your overall health, or if your hair is thinning. Now, a lot of people, we've been talking breast cancer this morning, a lot of people go through chemotherapy, they have all sorts of things where nails start to become brittle, hair becomes thin, and their skin becomes dry. So are these sorts of supplements useful there?
Yeah, absolutely. When go healthy hair, skin and nails, you've got a nice dose of biotin in there, and the biotin there helps with the production of keratin, which is then going to help strengthen your hair and your nails. You've got zinc in there, which your zinc's beautiful in there because that's there for your skin healing. You've got your vitamin C, which is for the production of collagen, and I want as much collagen as I can get as I'm getting older. I also need the biotin because I think I'm thinning as well. So no, there's definitely some nice vitamins and minerals in the supplement there to help.
I definitely find, you know, whether it's hot weather, my skin changes. If it's cool weather, my skin changes. Do you think that, you know, the environment makes an impact on how our hair and nails, you know, radiate on the outwards?
Oh, absolutely. I think that, I don't know about you guys, but like my body tells me, and I'm looking drastically for that lip balm. I'm like, lip balm, where's my lip balm? My lip.
Yeah, always.
Dry lip. This is the season's changing, and, you know, climate changes, indoor heating, cooler air. These definitely all have an impact on our hair and our skin and nails.
And what about as we age, Ross? Because I must say I'm noticing that my hair's quite different now as I'm heading into my late 40s.
Oh, well, hair and skin. As we age, the amount of collagen that we produce starts to decline, as well as other things. Our hair starts to thin. And like I just said to Gerald, that, you know, you've got some great ingredients in there for the production of collagen, skin healing, and biotin for the production of keratin to help strengthen your hair and nails. So it's great that it's in an everyday supplement that you can give your body that extra boost that it needs.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Ross Andrewartha from Go Healthy. You have a great Sunday.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys. Have fun.
Thank you. And as always, we invite you to call 131-873 with your questions for your health. Brian from Des Moines, good morning.
Morning, Brian.
Oh, morning, Gerald. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Brian, are you there? Have you got a question?
Yes, thank you.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
What's your question?
Yep.
Gerald, I've got a reading, a calcium reading on my heart of 1100, which is high.
Yes.
I went to the cardiologist, excuse me, Friday. No blockages. He was happy with everything. But I'm also on medication. I'm just going to tell you the name of the medication because for years I've been taking blood pressure and cholesterol.
Yes.
But this one's called, it's 80 mg and it's ATOZET.
Yes.
Now, apparently that's got a bit of help in there for the calcium. I just wonder if there's something natural also on the shelves that I can buy.
Yes, there is, Brian. The specific nutrient is called vitamin K2. And vitamin K2 takes care of calcium deposits. So you get a 180 microgram dose in capsule form and have one each day, and that will make a real difference, Brian. It's not going to interfere with any of your medications.
Thank you.
K2, 180 microgram, one every day.
Thanks so much for your call there, Brian. Janet from Clovelly, good morning.
Hello, Janet.
Good morning. And I listen to you every Sunday. I think it's a really necessary program.
Thanks,
I wish you were longer. I think a lot of people need your help. And maybe I do too. It's wonderful. I really learn so much. And look, I'm not a great supplement taker, et cetera, but I do know that what's out there, you know, will probably help a lot of people. So with me, I love this topic of nails, skin and hair. I have very peculiar situation, perhaps. I have nice hair. I look after it, get it done, you know, regularly, have lots of treatments on it. And so I prefer the exterior treatments to more interior supplements. But my nails are my problem. The nails on my hands do not grow at all.
Oh.
But the nails on my feet are just unbelievable. It's like there's something in that area of the body that makes them grow. They're sick, healthy. I have to go to the, you know, and get them done. Well, yeah, I can't remember.
The podiatrist. Yeah. Janet, there are two specific nutrients that will make a difference to your nails. And Ross mentioned a complex formulation before. The two important for your fingernails are silica. And so silica is long-term and iron short-term. So iron perhaps for a month, one a day, non-constipating form, ask the pharmacist. And silica, my favourite, in liquid gel form. You take one dose every day.
Thank you so much for your call, Janet. And we'll have more House Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Help support your child's general health and well-being with new VitaBubs baby and children's vitamin range. The range is brought to you by Bubs Australia, trusted by Australian families and dedicated to children's nutrition. It targets key health areas such as immune health, digestive health, bone health, brain health and daily health. The VitaBubs range is available from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Supplements may only be of assistance where dietary intake is inadequate. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dr. Lewin's Collagen Inner Beauty Liquid Shot 10-pack for just $41.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, and it's time for A to Z of vitamins. And this morning we're talking VitaBubs probiotics for baby sachets.
Interestingly, we had that call from Jeff from Engadine about his granddaughter. And if you go to an even younger Joe, we're looking for ways of helping younger kids. So, you know, a few months into 3 years, ensure they get good gut bacteria. And we're learning more that this whole organ, 3 kilogram, the three of us are carrying around, which determines so much about our general health. So anything we can do to provide good bacteria for our microbiome, particularly lactobacillus and bifidobacter are the two, and they're in the better formulations and the sort of sensible addition to what you can give a young child.
I've got to say, it's not something I ever thought of when my daughter was very little.
Well, that's
about her gut bacteria.
Yeah, but we're learning more and more and more. We now know that things like eczema and asthma and allergies and all these things, there is a sleeping, a huge component controlled by our microbiome.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by VitaBubs Probiotics for Babies, supporting a healthy digestive system for little ones 6 to 36 months old. Proudly Australian made and owned. We do love it when you give us a call. And Meredith has called from Jordan Springs. Good morning, Meredith.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well, Meredith. How can we help you?
Well, I'm breastfeeding at the moment.
Yes.
And I was hoping to do something to help my hair postpartum. And I was wondering if it was safe to take silica because everything I'm reading is contradictory.
Look, the problem, Meredith, is that you're basically feeding two people. So your breastfeeding will be draining so many nutrients from you because they're going straight into your baby. How old is your baby?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Oh, congratulations. Happy Mother's Day.
Well done. Well done, you. Look, I would stick I'd stick to the food options, Meredith. I wouldn't be going. You're obviously taking a breastfeeding supplement, which is wonderful. Well, stay with those. And and once you've got through the breastfeeding part, then you can just refocus on you.
But what
it's hard, isn't it, when you lose, like, parts of your hair and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
What can I take?
You can. No, you just got to be smart there and hide that. But breastfeeding just drains so much from you. And that's why you've got to look after yourself.
I remember it so well, losing part of my hair. What really helped me is I took a rice-based protein. It's very easy to digest. There's some really good products at the pharmacy or the health food stores. And just have a little chat to them and just ask them which one, because it's very taste-based as well. But something simple like that will really help to just boost your protein. You can pop it in a smoothie, and it's so easy when you are breastfeeding to sip on that smoothie at the same time.
Yeah, and congratulations, Meredith, on that little bubba. We wish you a very beautiful Mother's Day. Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. Of course, you can head to houseofwellness.com.au and head to the Ask tab if you have any further questions or you're after more information. Today on House of Wellness TV, I was fortunate enough to chat to Dr. Lucy Hone, who is a leading New Zealand psychologist and resilience expert. Her story is really quite remarkable because in 2014, Lucy faced just the unimaginable terrible loss of her young daughter, Abby, in a car accident. Suddenly Lucy, who had spent years studying and working in the field of resilience, suddenly she found herself on the other side of the equation. And so she's made it her mission to find new ways to help herself and others through inconceivable pain. And she really is an extraordinary woman. And I was lucky enough to have this conversation. So check out House of Wellness TV for that interview this morning. And also, Gerald, you're on the TV show giving us all the information we need about flu vaccination, which is really important. So that's all around the country at midday on Channel 7. Except in Melbourne today, you can catch us at 11 a.m. on Channel 7 and midday on 7.2. And on Friday, we'll be back on the telly at 2 o'clock on Channel 7.
And if you enjoy oysters, there is a magnificent crumbed oyster recipe that caused chaos when it was cooked. Could I also mention, Joe, you know, we talk about Chemist Warehouse, and obviously there we're looking from a commercial perspective, but their philanthropic work just happens behind the scenes. They have sent 5 million masks and respirators as well to India. They commissioned a company to organise that. Something like 8 shipping containers of donated goods. Well done, Chemist Warehouse. Yeah, these things just happen behind the scenes and no one knows, but well done.
Yes, and we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Dr. Lewin's Collagen Inner Beauty Liquid Shot 10-pack for just $41.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Thanks for joining us this last hour on the House of Wellness. And Gerald, Zoe, it's lovely to have seen
you
share this show with
enjoy your day as well.
Zoe, you have a special event coming up very quickly.
I certainly do. So May 16 is National Barbecue Day. So it's all about you hosting your own barbecue for cancer research. You simply go to barbecue, so barbecure.com.au, register your barbecue, ask for donations and have fun barbecuing, and it all goes to cancer research.
Absolutely wonderful. We're thinking of you if you're heading out in the Mother's Day Classic today. Of course, that's also raising important funds for breast cancer research.
And also, Joe, congratulations to my 3. Very quickly, I will have 4 mothers in my presence. 5
wonderful
mothers today.
We wish you all a beautiful Mother's Day. Of course, check out houseofwellness.com.au for more information. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.